the Flyers.
Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Your calls are primary if you make them. Otherwise, we bring up stuff that's interesting to us. And there's some news on the Liberty Dollar situation. As you may be aware, if you've been listening to the show for the last year, you heard the news back in November when the Liberty Dollar had its doors kicked in by a federal goon squad who proceeded to come in and confiscate all of their gold and silver and copper and platinum.
And all their computers and telephones and
office equipment.
Everything.
Sure.
Yep. They confiscated everything.
They took it all. And the Liberty Dollar was amazingly able to bounce back from that and come back and issue new, brand new Liberty Dollars this year. Yep. and continue doing business.
Yeah, they claimed it was some kind of counterfeiting sort of situation, but they had letters from the Mint saying this wasn't counterfeit.
Sure.
There's no effort to defraud anyone here. They weren't claiming to be U.S. dollars. They didn't say "In God We Trust" on them.
I think they do say "In God We Trust."
No, it said "Trust in God."
Oh, okay, you're right.
But
you're right.
They have a web address on them. Anybody who looked at these things,
quite clear.
Clearly, really looked at them, could tell this isn't American money. Not exactly.
But it appears that the Liberty Dollar, not only have they bounced back, but they have gone ahead and filed the lawsuit that they've been talking so much about. After the raid initially occurred back in November, Bernard von Nothaus, the founder and the president of the Liberty Dollar organization, started asking people who had Liberty Dollars, not the ones that are actual silver, not the silver Liberties, which are real silver pieces.
They're beautiful.
I've got a number of those myself, but those who have the warehouse certificates, because Liberty Dollars are issued in both silver form and certificate form, in that the certificate says, entitles the bearer to a certain amount of silver or gold that is sitting in a warehouse somewhere. So essentially the certificate is evidence that there's gold sitting somewhere, silver sitting somewhere with your name on it, basically.
Right.
And you could redeem that at any time. Okay? That's the point of the certificate. So that way the silver doesn't take up as much space. Well, unfortunately, to those who were holding the certificates, as I was...
By the way, the $1 piece, not the $1 piece, the $1 certificate is purple. So...
Yeah, it doesn't look like
chances are good you're not
going
to confuse this.
Right. And so he started asking people to sign up for a class action lawsuit, of which I did sign up. Mark, you also signed up.
I did. I went out and got I purchased from you a $1 certificate so that I could be part of the class action suit.
Because I'm pretty pissed. I mean, the government people have stolen my silver. I had at least a couple $100 in silver sitting in that warehouse, and they went in and they took it all. So I would like it back, as would everyone else that was holding those the Liberty Dollar certificates. And now the news is coming from the New York Sun, nysun.com, and Bernard von Nothaus sent out an update today as well, but let's see what the mainstream press has to say about it. They say the federal government's attempt to stop a group of gold standard activists from minting an alternative to the greenback is about to face its first legal test. A dozen people around the country filed suit in U.S. District Court in Idaho this week, demanding the return of all the copper, silver, gold, and platinum coins, more than 7 tons of metal in all, that the FBI and Secret Service seized in November during raids of a mint in Idaho, which is the warehouse that the silver was being kept, and a strip mall storefront in Indiana, which was the home of the Liberty Dollar office. The Justice Department had decided that the coins, many of which bear the familiar symbol of Lady Liberty and the phrase "trust in God," were being illegally marketed as government-sanctioned currency. No, you don't understand, government people. That the whole point of the Liberty Dollar was to differentiate from the government currency. The whole point...
Your currency is crap.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. The whole point was to say, hey, This government currency is a big joke since they took away the silver backing, you know, decades ago. It's been a big joke ever since. And here's some real silver. Here's some real gold. This is real silver. It's a big difference. A whole world of difference. You take a quarter or a half dollar and hold it up to a silver piece from the Liberty dollar. You can tell which one's real money.
Oh, absolutely. You can feel the silver in your hand when you drop it into somebody's hand. I think that there probably were people somewhere who were confused as to whether or not it was real government money or not. But, you know, those people didn't investigate it at all. And what did they get? Well, they got silver. They got something that was worth something.
Right. Most Liberty Dollar people that I know are usually willing to go back and buy something back if, for whatever reason, the individual gets buyer's remorse. When they, you know, if you go to the store and you try to pay for something with a Liberty dollar and they take it, what I normally do is I'll leave my phone number, I'll leave a business card or something like that, and say, look, if you change your mind, call me. I'll come back. I mean, presuming I'm in the area and I'm buying things in the area that I live, I'm not going to travel across country, but I'll come back in and I'll buy it back from you with these silly little Federal Reserve notes. You can have these Federal Reserve notes. I don't care. It's not like I'm trying to jip you out of Federal Reserve notes.
Told you I don't like that term, jip.
I know you don't. Anyway, the creator of the coins, according to the story here, Bernard von Nothaus, who lives in Miami, claims that the federal government is trying to shut down production of his Liberty dollars, as the coins are called, because of the competition they pose to the greenback. And we all know, government doesn't like competition. In recent years, his precious metal coins have outperformed the dollar, whose value has plunged in relation to gold. The raids in November were the result of a two-year undercover investigation. Boy, I wonder how much that cost taxpayers of von Nothaus and how he sold Liberty dollars. The Justice Department has not followed up with any criminal charges against von Nothaus, and he, by the way, expected to be arrested. Afterwards, he thought they were going to come for him, but they never did. Wonder why that is. Maybe it's because they just don't have anything. Maybe they thought they were just going to be able to steal his money, steal our money, and just get away with it. Maybe they thought if they arrested him, he'd be more likely to sue, because then they would have violated his personal freedom. So that's my speculation on that. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. So they haven't followed up with any criminal charges on von Nothaus or any of the regional currency offices, the regional distributors of his coins. In the suit filed in Idaho, the various plaintiffs say the federal government has no right to continue holding onto their coins any longer. While it's common for agents to warehouse property seized during criminal investigations, such as firearms or surveillance equipment, the plaintiffs say coins of precious metal should be off limits. The coins do not constitute contraband or other property subject to seizure, according to the legal papers, adding that the seizures violated the Fourth Amendment rights of the plaintiffs. For the most part, the plaintiffs had possessed bearer certificates for the silver Liberty dollars that were being warehoused in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, at the Mint. The Mint, Sunshine Minting, is one of the sites that federal agents raided. In an unusual request, the plaintiffs ask for an order at the very least forbidding federal agents from touching or moving the coins so they aren't dirtied in any way. Mishandling numismatic material can negatively impact values, say the legal papers. Wouldn't that suck to have your silver and gold returned to you all scuffed up and dirty?
It would, especially considering how beautiful those pieces are.
Right, because the feds just don't care, because they're jerks. Anyway, a spokesman for the Justice Department said the agency had not yet seen the legal papers and could not comment. Email messages circulating among Liberty Dollar enthusiasts have expressed fears that the federal government intends to publicly auction off the coins. There's been no public announcement indicating that to be the case. The attorney's office in Asheville, North Carolina, which led the investigation that prompted the raids, did not return several calls for comment over the last few weeks. And why should they?
Yep.
They have no obligation to
say
anything.
They've got the silver. Why would they bother?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that's going to change that is a decision from a judge. And as they pointed out here, if they do something to the gold and silver, if they mark it in some way or ruin it in some way, then what? Then you have to sue again to try to get them to make you whole? I don't know what the process is like, but it sounds like it would be awful.
Doesn't seem likely.
A 1999 report by the Southern Poverty Law Center said many of the stores that accepted Liberty dollars are run by men and women connected to the radical right. coins have caught on particularly well in Asheville.
Am I on the radical right?
Apparently you are, Mark. Apparently.
I don't feel like I'm on the radical right.
Yeah, that's right, because we've been accused of being on the right. We've been accused of being on the left. We've been accused of being in the middle. Who knows? All I know is I care about liberty and freedom, and the ability to possess gold and silver in whatever form I want to is all about
radical
liberty and freedom. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Including, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. So the news is the Liberty Dollar has finally gone ahead and filed their lawsuit. Now, I'm not sure if it's the class action one, because they mentioned in the story that it was only 12 people that were involved in this lawsuit. And I'm certain that there are more people involved in the class action lawsuit than 12. I think I know at least 12 people that are involved in the class action one. So, I don't know, perhaps it's some sort of preliminary thing, or maybe they're only mentioning the 12 names. Maybe the other names aren't worth mentioning. I don't know much about how the lawsuit thing works, Mark. So,
not an expert in that field myself.
You're the one that's doing some suing right now, so I figured you might have some insight.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? I'm muddling through, and I don't think lawyers know either. There's so many laws and all that stuff that no one can know this stuff.
So, again, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. The news story here from the New York Sun alleges that those people who are into the Liberty Dollar are on the radical right. And as you said, I don't consider myself on the right of anything, necessarily. I don't consider myself on the left, either. I'm someone that loves liberty. And having access to real money, real value-backed currency, like the Liberty Dollar, is important to people that dig liberty. The people that were behind the Ron Paul campaign this past year, the young college kids that were getting all excited and jazzed about Ron Paul, were those kids on the radical right? These 19, 20, 21-year-old something college kids who, for the most part, are generally considered pretty liberal, right? Ron Paul and the liberty message attracts people from all across the political spectrum, including people that aren't political at all. It attracts people from all over the place. So I don't appreciate being labeled in that way.
Yeah, the right and the left just puts people on different teams. And I'm not on, you know, like, I don't have to have, I have to be on a different team. I know that, you know, the right and the left, you know, they both have their anti-liberty stances, and I'm not fond of either of them.
So we will keep you in the loop as we learn more about what they're doing. The Liberty Dollar organization, again, filing suit against the federal goon squad for taking millions of dollars, millions, in inventory from them. All of it. It was just an absolutely outrageous thing that was going on. But really, in the scheme of things, it seems kind of expected at this point. I mean, we've got a government, the people calling themselves government in this country, that are doing all kinds of tyrannical things. And the confiscation of the Liberty Dollars is just part of the whole thing. That you've got immigration checkpoints being set up. You've got just checkpoints being set up. You've got people being rounded up and hauled off to holding detainment centers, including immigrants, children, in the case of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Massive amounts of people being rounded up.
What disturbs me probably even more than those large destructions of liberty that you're talking about are the little ones. The sting operation where the gentleman was coerced into becoming a jitney cab down in Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just crazy. Basically, he gave a ride to an undercover cop who demanded to pay for the ride. Okay, give me $5. And they arrested him for being a jitney cab. This could happen to anybody.
Yep, it sure could. And, you know, it could be your grandpa or you who is next. Don't forget the old ladies that have been arrested for having their grass not being green enough. How about all the other various asinine, nonsensical laws that people have gotten in trouble for? I mean, how does anybody see this news and just blow it off? How does anybody see these stories and just say, well, I'm still free? I just don't understand the mentality, and yet it's widespread across America. Widespread. My own mother suffers from it.
If it doesn't happen to them, then it's not that big of an issue. But the thing is it may not happen to you. It may happen to your children. It may happen to your friends. It may happen to somebody you love.
And by the time it happens to you or someone you love, perhaps it will be too late. Perhaps everybody else will have been victimized by that point, and you never did a damn thing to stand up for anybody else's freedom. Because if you don't take the time to stand up for somebody else's freedom, then how can you honestly expect anyone to do anything for yours?
People wonder how Hitler came into power and how they got to the point where they're gassing Jews.
This is how.
Now you know.
Yep.
Now I'm not saying.
Oh, it can't happen here, Mark.
I'm not saying we're going to be gassing Jews here in America. I don't think they're going to do that.
Tyranny can't happen in America. This is the land of the free.
Well, tyranny can happen. However, you can't have. You won't have anybody being killed over it. More likely, you'll have incarceration, which we all have to pay for, which requires more bureaucrats and that kind of thing. We already incarcerate more people than any other country on the planet, any other country in history.
Now, if you didn't think that the police state or Big Brother was quite big enough, wait till you hear this news from FreedomWorks.org. Adam Brandon writing, Washington, D.C., hidden deep in Senator Christopher Dodd's 630-page Senate housing legislation is a sweeping provision that affects the privacy and operation of nearly all of America's small businesses. Their provision, the provision which was added by the bill's managers without debate this week, would require the nation's payment systems to track, aggregate, and report information on nearly every electronic transaction to the federal government.
Mm.
FreedomWorks Chairman Dick Armey commented, "This is a provision with astonishing reach, and it was slipped into the bill just this week. Not only does it affect nearly every credit card transaction in America, such as Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, but the bill specifically targets payment systems like eBay's PayPal, Amazon, and Google Checkout that are used by many small online businesses. The privacy implications for America's small businesses are breathtaking." Privacy groups like the Center for Democracy and Technology and small business organizations like the NFIB sharply criticized this idea when it first appeared earlier this year. What is the federal government's purpose with this kind of detailed data? How will this database be secured and who will have access? Many small proprietors use their social security numbers, their tax ID. How will their privacy be protected? What compliance costs will this impose on businesses? Why is Senator Dodd putting a provision in a housing provision in a housing bailout bill?
Yeah, you know, and that's the trick the politicians use that I just find so disgusting. Hiding legislation in other bills.
Mm-hmm.
DownsizeDC.org has a great piece of legislation that they've been trying to get through and haven't had a lot of luck, called the One Bill at a Time, One Thing at a Time or One Thing at a Time Bill or something like that. And basically, it would limit them from doing this kind of crap, hiding stuff in other, other provisions inside of bills and that kind of thing. This is nonsense. That's how Real ID got foisted on us.
Your comments at 800-259-9231. Says here, at a time when concerns about both identity theft and government spying are paramount, Congress wants to create a new honeypot of private data that includes Social Security numbers. This bill reduces privacy across America's payment processing systems and treats every American small business or eBay power seller like a criminal on parole by requiring an unprecedented level of reporting to the federal government. This outrageous idea is another reason to delay the housing bailout legislation so that the senators and the public at large have time to examine its full implications. But will they? And will this pop up somewhere else? It seems like it's only a matter of time before somehow this sort of legislation gets through. So keep your eyes peeled on this one. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both are free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. He's the enemy of the state. He is the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. We'll check in here with John Stossel here in a bit, but Mark, let's go first into your email box. You've got something to share, right?
I do. This one's entitled, Serious Concerns of Freedom.
Okay.
It's from Cliff. Hey, gents. There's a subject which I believe is not being seriously addressed, and that's how to transition from central governance to self-governance. Central governance, largely what we have now, and self-governance is what, you know, I want to see largely and you want to see completely.
Well, first of all, I disagree on that premise. I think that self-governance is largely what we have now, in that, yeah, while it certainly seems like the federal, local, and state governments are micromanaging our lives, the vast majority of decisions are still up to us. So, for the most part, people are self-governing in that we don't have chaos in the streets because people self-govern and they are looking out for their own best interests. And their best interest is, of course, to continue sucking air so they can continue eating and sleeping and doing the things that they like to do, so therefore they don't harm other people in the process. That said, the burdens of the state are incredibly high, and certainly we do need to figure out how to get from where we are to where I would like to be or you would like to be, and that is certainly an important process.
My belief is that if one goes from the system that is currently in place in most countries today to the ideals of freedom tomorrow, it would create chaos.
Yeah, that's not bloody likely.
How to go from what is currently in place in most countries now, force or threat of force, induced behaviors, to the free market and self-governance. Realize that 95% assumed of the population has been indoctrinated to believe that they need the government to live in peace and have security. Also, some 30% also assumed of the population fully depend on the and count on the government to provide them with food, shelter, and health care. I think it might be higher than that, but that would include government bureaucrats and people on welfare.
That's true. If you include anybody getting any money from the government, it's something like, I think one of our callers suggested was 52% of Americans.
And that would be included people that have government contracts.
Yeah. Right.
My belief is that all forms of government were to be abolished overnight with no transitional period. Many bad people would go out and take advantage of the situation without fully appreciating the gift they have been given. Over time, day one, 1,000 years plus later, the free market would correct itself if freedom survives. However, there would be massive devastation during the time.
I don't think it would take 1,000 years, but okay, go ahead.
Whatever. During the time in between. I equate this to going away to a large college where hardcore partying is rampant. Most of the people whose parents simply just told them, don't drink because you're underage, go crazy and party. I've seen this firsthand during my college years. And this is one level of government's taken off. You put kids who were in high school 1 year, and now they're in college the next, and they're off in university, and they are going to do whatever they want.
Well, of course, mom and dad never really taught them how to drink. That's a big factor there.
Yep. And I think that's what he's talking about, is teaching people how to be free.
That makes sense. I agree.
Over time, most realize that they don't need to drink until they puke and change their drinking habits. Right. Others don't realize this and suffer more as a result. Silly analogy.
Glad I figured it out.
I think it kind of lays out the point. I believe in the call for freedom for all. However, we who believe in such principles need to be very careful and aware of the reality and psychological state of the population as a whole. I'm very interested in possibly starting some sort of think tank where the ideas of freedom and how to go about achieving it with as few casualties as possible can be attained. I know that Ian will probably think that it would be a total waste of time, but I would disagree if that's the case. The way these fascists have enslaved us is my following this same approach. Do it in such a way that the population starts to take it as the norm and empower them to act in accord. I will most likely be calling the show tonight to discuss this further. Hope you can provide some feedback. And I just wanted to get started. But anyway.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think it's a great idea because a lot of people want those ideas. You know, a lot of people aren't satisfied with the sort of stock answer when we don't have a vision for how the free market would handle something, with the stock answer of, well, the marketplace will handle it, people in search of profits will figure out ways to innovate and get that done, whatever that is, you know, fill in the blank there. So I understand the frustration that people must have with that particular answer, and if there could be a think tank out there to come up with some possibilities, at least some ideas to put out there. And usually, you know, just between you and I, Mark, on the show, sometimes, especially if you have a caller or a third person sitting in here, we're usually able to come up with one or two ways the market might be able to handle something in the absence of the state. And having a think tank turned loose on all of those concepts, I think would be a great, great thing to do. Help put some ideas into people's heads. And as far as the transition is concerned, I certainly understand where he's coming from. It doesn't seem very realistic that anything would ever happen overnight and, you know, the next day result in the complete abolishment of federal, local, and state governments. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work that way. It took hundreds of years, or maybe not hundreds of years, but decades upon decades, for the government to indoctrinate people successfully into the belief system that they have today that he was talking about. The good news is it's not going to take decades to un-indoctrinate them, to undo some of that damage. Much of that damage can be undone in a matter of weeks of just listening to Free Talk Live, for instance, let alone being surrounded by people that also feel the same way and have similar viewpoints as we do to help pick at the objections that the individuals might have. So the good news is reversing this trend isn't going to take as long, as far as I can tell. And also, first of all, reversing the trend is not going to take as long. And in addition to that, I don't know where I was going to go.
You forget your line of thinking. Well, I think it's important because if, for instance, you told people, we're shutting down the public schools tomorrow, Now, that is going to result in chaos. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no need to shut down anything.
No.
I think that what we'll see is a transition. You'll see a transition where there are going to be people like myself who are going to say, no, that's okay, don't really want your government services anymore, so thanks, but no thanks. And you'll start to see more people sort of opting out of the government paradigm. And as people around start to, you know, they're going to encounter the message of liberty from their friends, as I was talking about being surrounded by people mm-hmm. who in their workplace or in their church or in their personal lives believe in liberty and are communicating it and getting better and better at communicating it, maybe from listening to Free Talk Live or listening to the Advocates for Self-Government. They would probably be the best as far as teaching people communication skills. But you'll start to see people just shifting out of the government paradigm. And eventually people that are around you are going to say, hey, why are you taking home so much extra money? Or how is it that you're not paying Social Security? You know how we get that question over and over again on
yep.
this show.
People want to know how it is that we don't pay Social Security.
How is it you're doing that? How is it you're doing that?
I'll tell you how I do it. I don't do it.
Well, it's easier for you and I because we're self-employed or whatever, and we don't have to beg some accounts receivable department or an employer to not take that money out. But as more and more employees start asking the owners of the business, hey, these guys on the radio aren't paying Social Security, I'd really like that money back in my pocket. As the demand from the employee base begins to grow to opt out of those, maybe some business owners will take the steps necessary. I mean, this transition I'm talking about would really be helped out by business owners having the courage to just say no to government. I think that could really spur a lot of people to where if a business owner said, hey, look, he could say to his employees, however many he had, 25 to 250 or whatever, he could say, look, I wanted to give you guys a new option. I am going to give you the option to stop paying Social Security. That way, those people who really like the government and feel really comfortable with the government system won't be put in that awkward position the emailer's talking about where government just disappears overnight, or their perception of it at least. And they'll have the choice to say, yeah, I would like to opt out of Social Security. And then, you know, 50% of the workforce opts out. They start taking home a 7 to 15% pay raise as a result of that. I mean, when people start seeing the benefits of liberty, they're going to start asking questions. They're going to want some of it for themselves. But if they don't, if they want to stay enslaved, I believe they should be free to stay enslaved, if that is their choice. And I think we'll see this long, drawn-out process of re-education. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. What mischief is the iron fist of the state up to lately? And who is the anarchy boogeyman, and should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. So buy the products that you need to buy for life and feel good, because not only are you getting what you need at a great price, in many cases free Super Saver shipping, but you're also helping Free Talk Live. So again, that's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com.
I wanted to point out that there's a new comic every Friday at Anarchy in Your Head. That means today.
That is right. It is Friday. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We finished the email, right?
That's correct.
About how things will change, how we'll get from where we are today with this central authoritarian model of government to what I would hope is a 100% voluntary society. And of course it's not going to happen overnight. How could it? How could that even occur?
Right. I mean, people seem to want the government to hold their hand every step of the way.
Right. So we
at least somebody else's hand.
We do have an incredible job, an education or re-education job ahead of us. There is no doubt about it. But luckily, as I said before, it's not going to take as long, because to dumb people down and to indoctrinate them with the government belief system, really, you have to have ignorance. You have to have ignorance to have belief in government. And it's so easy to crack the shell of ignorance. It's so easy to show people that what they thought was true about government is, in fact, not true at all. And that's what we do probably on an almost nightly basis here on this program. Perhaps we will see more programs like Free Talk Live in the future, more television like John Stossel and Penn & Teller's BS, which, by the way, just started season 6 on Showtime, and I'm looking forward to seeing the first episode, which I believe is entitled War on Porn. That ought to be entertaining.
Mm.
But great entertaining content like that, we're starting to see more of it now than we've ever seen. A decade ago, these things didn't exist. John Stossel was, you know, he was a reporter for ABC News a decade ago. Penn & Teller, just a couple magicians. I was just out of high school, and so there's been a lot that's happened in a 10-year span. The Ron Paul campaign, of course, was pretty noteworthy in how they utilized the internet to really help spread the ideas of liberty. And, of course, it really is the internet that is going to be the catalyst for the change that we're talking about. It's going to allow people like Free Talk Live and people like you that believe in liberty to easily reach out to more people and to get them hooked on this message. Because once you hear it, there's something about it. Even if you don't quite comprehend, even if you don't quite understand all of the ramifications of what liberty means initially, and I know I certainly didn't. It took me a while to get it. So even if you don't understand it right up front, it's addictive. It makes sense. There's just something so right about not aggressing against your neighbors.
It does make some sense.
So people will get hooked on it, especially as it becomes popularized, especially as we get closer and closer to that point of saturation that's out there somewhere off into the future. Now, I don't know where it is. Maybe it's going to be another year. Maybe it's going to be 30. It's hard to say. But once you reach that point of saturation where a certain percentage of the population knows about and has accepted these ideas, it'll spread like wildfire. So when is that going to happen? I don't know, but it can happen sooner if you get on board with the program.
Well, I think that probably a key in that is going to be the Free State Project. I think people are going to want to see how freedom and liberty work.
Sure.
And
real life
even though it,
examples.
It's just the lack of central government. We have it all over, and we've had it here in this country.
Sure.
But
they need to be reassured. They need to feel comfy.
They do. And I think the Free State Project is going to help with that a great deal. And if you believe in freedom and liberty, please sign up at freestateproject.org.
Right. And that is what this transition is about, right? It's about showing people that they're in their comfort zones right now, but it's about showing them that liberty means that their comfort zone expands, that it doesn't turn into a scarier world, as the government people and the supporters of government would like you to believe that it would, that indeed comfort would expand because you'd have more money in your pocket. You'd take home everything that you were worth instead of having some parasitic government sucking off a significant percentage of your wealth. Wouldn't that make life more comfy if you had an extra few $1,000s a year to take home and invest in the way that you thought was right? That would be a lot more comfortable for me. I know that much.
I think it's more than a few for most people.
Depending on how wealthy you are, sure, or how much money you're getting in every year. So you'd be comfortable in that way. You'd also be more comfortable in that you wouldn't have to be scared of more 9/11-like attacks from terrorism.
Because right. The government's causing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, you don't have to like it. It's just true. The fact is, we're over there, and we're meddling in their business. Of course, they'll come over here, and they'll attack us. That makes perfectly good sense.
Many people who, as you mentioned earlier, Mark, some of these innocent folk that didn't hurt anybody, that were doing things like giving a young lady a ride from the grocery store, or perhaps letting their grass grow a little too tall, or some of these just the most innocuous so-called crimes out there, those people probably weren't sitting around worrying about what they were doing because they just sort of got caught off guard. But for all of the people who live life sort of underground with their habits, for instance, a marijuana smoker, of which there are millions of Americans from all economic strata that choose to use marijuana. In fact, we'll check in with John Stossel, since I mentioned him, about the war on drugs here in a little bit. But drug users, illegal drug users, or people that have a mom's prescription bottle or whatever that are frightened to death of being caught, their comfort zone is going to expand because they won't have to worry about being thrown in a jail cell with who knows who, because they possess some sort of chemical.
You know, we were talking earlier about, how incrementally we can get from, here to freedom, and how people can be conditioned for it. And I think that in the area of drug use, that, medicinal marijuana is a good step in the right direction. First off, there are people out there, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that need medical marijuana to treat themselves. They need it. And there are many more beyond that that go and get prescriptions because I have a headache, I have back pain, or whatever. They want to smoke pot, which is fine as far
and
as
they
I'm
are.
Concerned.
Yeah.
If you have the option, they're incentivized to go and get a prescription, and therefore they won't get any trouble.
Sure.
Which I can understand.
I do it.
So, you know, I think that medical marijuana is a way that we can transition into, you know, not putting people in jail that didn't hurt anyone.
Sure. So, as I mean, we could just come up with example after example. I mean, ending the drug war would result in crime going down. Violent crime almost overnight would drastically drop. That increases the comfort zone for people that don't even do drugs, for people that are concerned about their family safety from violent criminals. Well, if there's no drug war, if there's no prohibition on drugs and gambling and prostitutes, then what are the gangsters going to do? They can't do anything at that point.
If there are no you know, black market things to do, then
there's
gangsters really don't have that much.
There's no money you can make.
The only thing that they would have is possibly the protection racket.
And that's what we have a problem with today. They're calling themselves government and running a protection racket. People would be more comfortable in their businesses because they would be able to start a business without begging some unaccountable bureaucracy for permission. Without going and filling out endless reams of paperwork and paying and filing paperwork and paying fines. Or not fines, I guess fines not the right word. Bribes, licensing fees, whatever you want to call them, application fees. Without having to jump through all these hoops that are so prohibitive to people doing the things they want to do. Boy, that would increase business comfort zones a whole lot, wouldn't it? You didn't have to worry about some armed goons coming in and shutting you down because you didn't pull the right permit. So, we could just go on and on about the different ways that having a free marketplace would increase people's comfort zones. The trick is getting them to understand that and accept that. And that ties back into what you're saying about the Free State Project. We'll be that example because we'll be able to show, first of all, New Hampshire has a lot less licensed professions than some other states already. So we'll be able to show just in the business arena, look, New Hampshire, these professions aren't licensed here, but they are over in California, but yet our customers are happy here. So why do you need licensing? It's a scam.
You think about this, and it seems obvious, but there are two states in the union where you can't pump your own gas. And somehow or another, the people haven't done anything in those states. This is ludicrous. It's absolutely
crazy.
Insane. An individual can't pump their own gas, but it just goes to show that the state will get involved in anything it can, and remarkably, the sheeple will accept it.
Yep. So
it likely would only take a few activists in those states to really get that stopped. But
they don't have those. Those activists aren't there.
They're not going to do it.
There's not
enough of them.
Right. If there are activists there, they aren't focusing on that. Right. So we'll see the examples here in New Hampshire of how liberty works and government fails. We'll express those over the airwaves, over the television, over the internet. And we'll help people come to understand these things. And over time, it will change. And over time, people will say, yeah, I like that liberty thing. Let's give that a try here. Not just in America, but around the world. It could be a true renaissance, Mark. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Floodwaters are rising. What's that mean? We'll check in with FEMA here in moments. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We're talking